Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you are not in Starkville, you're not in Tupelo, you're in Tampa, Florida, you can get Strange Brew Coffee delivered to your door each and every morning. It's just a click away. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. I should change that. You can't get delivered to your door every morning. They're not going to bring you a fresh coffee. You order it and you have it every morning. Let's go with that. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef again.
Again, it's what's for dinner. I wish beef was it for dinner. I had seafood for dinner. I'm not going to complain.
That's sounds wonderful.
But this weekend back home in Starkville, I think a steak on the grill sounds like a fantastic idea. So we will definitely be looking to do that this weekend. If you're going to be cooking out this weekend, enjoying the nice weather, make beef the MVP. Make it the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State. At College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet, followed by the Half Shell, or shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, to let people know you're a Bulldog, you get it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they can help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to your friends at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers, they're going to always give you the level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Take a breath. SEC Media Days are done, finished until next year, where we will be back in a drivable location. Thank God. I got to fly through a hurricane tomorrow, or whatever is going on in the Gulf. This could be it. This might be the last one.
No. I'm already in the hospital. You can't do that.
Well, I mean,
no show.
It's like Carlo got sick, so I was like, I got to go first. Like, I can't allow that.
No,
so.
Well, Robbie already tried.
Yeah. Everybody's just going out. So, first off, huge shout out. I just texted him a minute ago, but I'll give him a little public shout out to Brandon Langlois, who I told a story to today. And
what did he say to that?
He laughed. And oh, so did Levy.
Did you do it to Levy?
He was standing right there.
Oh, no.
He was just like,
you told him it was me?
Yeah, I told him it was you.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I'm going to clown.
You want to tell the story now? I didn't tell it on the air.
You might as well air it out now.
So, the other day, Carlo and I don't remember what we were talking about, but I mentioned something about the SIDs. And
Kelly,
I said,
it was Kelly leaving, and you're like, I deal with the big three.
Yeah, it's like, Kelly Shipp, who worked at Mississippi State, he was like Brandon's number two for football. And he's now at Texas A&M. I saw him yesterday. He was with Marcel Reed as they were going around at meeting. Oh. I talked to him for a few minutes. And I said, yeah, I never really – I know Kelly and I've spoken to him many times, but like when I had an issue, I would just go straight to, you know, the big three SIDs there, which were Logan Lowry and Matt Dunaway and Langlois. And he looks at me and goes, how did you pronounce that? And I thought he was talking about Matt Dunaway. And I was like, Dunaway? He goes, no, the last thing you said. I was like, Langlois? He's like, who? It's like Brandon Langlois. And he's like, that's how you pronounce it.
I had no idea.
How did you think you pronounced it?
Oh, man.
He said, Langlois.
I mean, if you look at it,
it's,
you realize it.
okay, it's like guah. It's French. It's, yeah, I told him that, and Levy was standing right there, and he was legit like, ha. Like that
Oh
deep Paul Bunyan laugh he's got going, man. So I thought it
no.
was hilarious. So great story. But anyway, big shout out to them. On time, I had everything knocked out in about an hour, including a couple of extra clips that I got that you'll see on Super Talk Instagram, TikTok, Facebook of me and Mario Taylor talking about our love of The Dark Knight. I had no idea he was a Batman guy. Had a great conversation with him. And then I did a, do you know what Winter Stays On is when we're talking about like social media clips and stuff?
Yeah.
So I did one with wide receivers with Anthony Evans. And I thought that was a lot of fun. So that'll be on social media. If you're not following Super Talk on Instagram or TikTok, you're missing out. We had a lot of great stuff. We had a clip. We finally had a clip go super viral. Our clip of our conversation with Will Stein, where he talked about the best high school football player he ever went up against. Did you listen to this clip? Did you see it?
Is it on the Super? I think I did see it. Yeah, I
Or he
think I did.
talked. Do you remember who he said was the best player?
I don't remember.
So, you know what? I don't want to give it away. Go check it out on Super Talk. I'll tell you after, but y'all go check it out. Super Talk, Instagram, Super Talk, TikTok. We're at like a combined almost 300,000 views on that one. It's really doing well for us, so which is crazy. And that's the beauty of SEC Media Days. See, SEC Media Days is such a bad rap by a lot of people who don't want to work, I guess. I don't know. This is what our job is. It is to provide content for our readers and our listeners. And that's what we've done here this week at Super Talk. And I think me and Borky did a great job along with Caleb Sailors. And so I was just at my table. Here's our table. Next to us was, I forget the call sign, but it's a Houston talk radio station and the Locked On SEC podcast, those guys. And Will Stein's sitting there. He's going to go on with the Locked On guys. And I just looked at his SID and I was like, hey, is he locked up right now or can we get him over here when he's done? They're like, no, he can come over there. So I was like, great, we're going to get an SEC head coach. So that'll be three this week. At least that's what I thought at the time.
Ooh.
So anyway, he comes over and does a great interview. I like him. I think he's going to be successful. And we asked him about the best high school football player he ever played against. And he gave us a really funny answer. And for whatever reason, the algorithm caught it and it's off and running now.
It
So, all
goes.
right, let's
Yeah.
talk about what happened today at SEC Media Days, Mississippi State Day, among other things. Yeah, got Lane, by the way, Lane Kiffin, I don't know if you saw it, set a record. Most words ever said in an opening statement, 2,807.
I didn't realize Mike Leach had the record for the least. I saw that Brett McMurphy tweet. What did he say? What were those five words?
I have
Hey,
to go back and
how you
listen.
doing?
I think I have to go back and listen.
Or
I think it was thank you. Let's do questions. I think it's something like that. That yeah. Like he was just like, I don't have an opening statement. Something like that. If you go watch the clip, which our friend Stefan Krajnik tweeted out, the camera hasn't even zoomed back in on him when he's done talking.
he tweeted out today.
Yeah. There'll never be another.
I
There'll
have
never
to
be
get
another
that.
Mike Leach. Go back and find that. This is what I took away from today. And we're going to play on this show interviews from Coach Levy and from Kamario Taylor. But all four interviews are on the podcast feed. So if you go look right now, the interview with Kelly Jones, who told me on air, I watch your podcast every day.
That I saw that. That's insane.
I hope
That's
that I don't
insane.
look, is it true? I don't know. I'm hopeful that it is because I'll go ahead and tell you right now, I'm gonna clip that audio out and we're gonna find a way to work it into the podcast intro of Kelly Jones Jones saying that he is a loyal Thunder and Lightning listener. But that interview, Anthony Evans, who I thought was really, really good as well. I thought from a state perspective, all three guys were really good from the interviews. I don't know that anybody had three guys that looked better getting off the bus than Mississippi State did. Like Taylor and Jones are just elite, elite athletes, and you can see it. And then Anthony Evans, I mean, he looks like a guy who can get open deep. I'll just put it that way. So I thought that the prevailing attitude was, I thought back to their previous two trips to Media Days with Coach Leppi. And I thought those two teams talking to them, they hoped they could win. They hoped they went into the season like, I hope we can win. I think these guys, whether they're right or not wrong, I don't know yet. I think they really truly believe they're going to win. I think that Lebby believes that from a talent perspective, he's got them where he needs to be. Are they all the way there? No, they're not. They're not ready to compete with Georgia or Texas or anything like that. But he believes he's got a talented enough team. He's got the staff in the right place. He's got everything going the way he wants it to at least be a good team this year and win more than they lose and put themselves in a position to have the kind of season that Mississippi State fans at the end of it are saying, we're going in the right direction. That's what I got, the impression that I got from him. And from the players, I mean, they have confidence. And I you know, the last couple of years, I thought that those guys had confidence, but not, they just weren't completely convinced they were going to be winners, Carlo. And I think this year, if you listen to these interviews and you listen to the other content that came out of Media Days for them, I think they really truly believe they're going to be good this year.
I remember the attitude. I mean, you kind of touched on it earlier, but the attitude last year was like, we're here, we're getting better, but we're still a work in progress. I will say, from an outside point of view, just watching SEC Now and the press conferences, kind of looking on Twitter, I mean, people are raving, number one, about Kamario Taylor, but that's been a thing ever since the Manning Passing Academy.
Yeah.
The Pete Thamel tweet today was really
I mean,
out
Saban
of
even spoke about him
too.
yesterday.
Saban, I mean, a lot of people are expect, you know, I don't want to say expecting this kid, but they're like, watch this kid. I remember someone said like Mississippi State could be a really fun watch, or like there'll be something along the lines of just pay attention to them this year. But I will say, from an outsider point of view, just tuning in to Media Days as much as I can remotely, it seemed that the vibe around State was just different, because the last 2 years, I mean, after you go 2-10, not a lot of optimism. There's just kind of like, oh, Mississippi State's here. The same thing about like, oh, Kentucky's here, or Vanderbilt before Diego Pavia. I'm sure I'll have the same attitude. But from an outside point of view, it looked like State's like, okay, they're here. They've got these two guys that look like they could play on Sunday right now, just athletically. And they've got all the confidence in the world. They've got a quarterback that highest rated recruit from the quarterback position ever, could be the best one since Dak. I mean, from an outside point of view, the optimism definitely in the national media was there for State, when years past it just hasn't been.
Yeah. I'm not sure, I don't think you could get anybody in the national media to go out on a huge limb for Mississippi State and tell you this could be a 9-win team or anything like that. But the idea that Mississippi State could be a team that other teams don't want to play, that if you've got to play them in the middle of the season, that you don't want to do that. So you're looking at like LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, those three teams are you're going to look at it and say, Mississippi State could get one of those teams.
A lot of
It's
people were
go
state
ahead.
was talking, the state players were talking crazy about the Alabama game too. Everyone was like, that is the one we are looking forward
Well,
to.
let's look. Let's think about this, right? Remember last year when State played Tennessee? They were undefeated. They were 4-0. I talked about this a little bit on the radio, I think, that one of the reasons I think that they were able to be so competitive with Tennessee is they had a lot of confidence because they were 4-0. They had had the comeback win over Arizona State. They hadn't lost a game yet. And they believed, they really truly, that they were believing that they could compete and win that game with Tennessee. The same thing is true this year. They've got four games. Now, this is a much tougher four games. You and I went over this a couple of weeks ago, right? But if they're 4-0, and that's going to take some doing, don't get me wrong. But if they're 4-0, how high is their confidence going to be? They're going to say, look, we went on the road to Minnesota and won. We went on the road to South Carolina and won. We just beat Missouri. That's a totally different 4-0. Yeah, I can understand why. Now, getting that out of Lebby, you're not going to do. And if you listen, when you listen to the interview, I actually cursed. I was like, I know damn well better than talk about any other games than the first one with you. And he laughed. He was like, that's right. But yeah, I get where they're coming from. They want to be relevant again. They want people talking about Mississippi State. And when you've got, there, think about who came to this event today for Mississippi State. This is what Mississippi State brought, just in terms of the generic resume. A likely All-American first-round pick from defense, the returning leading receiver in catches in the SEC in terms of from last year for what for the single season, and potentially an all SEC quarterback.
That nobody's really seen yet.
That yeah that you know the secret's kind of starting to get out. The player comps today for him were crazy. You know, you got Levy. Would kill me with Levy, by the way. In the interview that we're going to play, you know what? Let's go ahead and play the interview and then we'll come back to this. Coach Jeff Levy at SEC Media Days. All of our interviews, all four interviews today, brought to you by our friends over at Alora Modern Wellness. I need some recovery. I got to be honest with you. I don't know why sitting down hurts my back so much, but
Those days
damn
are
it is.
long, though. I worked those last year. Those are 12-hour days. You do a lot of running around, a lot of
It's
it's
crazy. I
exhausting.
didn't go for a walk. I mean, I didn't even go for like a walk any day, and I got over 8,000 steps every day with 2 days over 12,000. Now, 2 days I did walk down to the Publix to get a Coke Zero because there's not any in the damn hotel. But other than that, yeah, it's a lot of walking. So I need some recovery. Plus, I got to sit in the flight tomorrow like this. It's gonna suck. It's gonna suck. I need recovery. I'm probably gonna go see my friends at Alora Modern Wellness. I'm probably gonna take a spin through the cryotherapy chamber again. That's my preferred recovery of choice. But what's yours? Is it heat? Is it massage? You know, do you just need some stress relief? Whatever it is, our friends at Alora Modern Wellness can get you taken care of. So get in touch with them today. Their website is aloramodernwellness.com. You can go there and book everything right online, no questions asked there. Or you can just call 662-268-9255. Four interviews today. They're all brought to you by our friends over at Alora Modern Wellness.
Sports Talk Mississippi live here at SEC Media Days in Tampa. We are so pleased to have Jeff Lebby sitting here with us. He showed up. He's here. He's going to talk to us. It's great. Great to have a head coach join us. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Good to be here, brother.
We had the upset of the season just a few minutes ago. I went in the room to eat.
Yeah.
They had tacos. Didn't get anything on my shirt.
That's a win.
That's a great win.
That
that's a start for Mississippi State this
that's a
year.
win.
First real question here is this. This is your third Media Days. It's your third time without a tie. How many ties do you own?
Maybe two.
You and me both.
Yeah, maybe two.
I'm just not a tie guy.
I'm not either.
Good man.
Yep.
All right, I want to go – now we'll talk something real here. People are going to ask you about your team today.
Yeah.
They want to know about this season. I want to ask you about your program.
Yeah.
In year three now, how do you feel – you know, I'm sure as a coach you set markers. This is where we want to be in year three. What are those markers like for you? Where are you in year three?
Yeah, I've talked nonstop about trajectory, like trending the right way. And to me, we took this great step year one to year two, mm-hmm. and now we're built and set up to go take the same step year two to year three. And confident for a lot of reasons. The three guys walking around with me today create some confidence. And I'm really excited about being able to get back on the grass here in 2 weeks and get it going. So from a program standpoint, man, there's great belief, there's great confidence, there's edge, there's energy, there's urgency, and what's going inside our walls, I'm proud of.
What's something that Jeff Lebby in year three knows that Jeff Lebby in year one doesn't?
Yeah, I think the time that it takes for all of the people inside your building to really follow suit, and how you're constantly trying to get guys to pull the rope the same way while the change is constant and the target changes, but you're always trying to create again the urgency and the pulling of the rope the same way. And I didn't know how much time that would take, but it has. It's taken a lot of time, but I do. I love the people inside our walls, man. And there's this incredible amount of buy-in, but to me it's there because it takes time, and that's something that you don't know until you live it.
And retention's a big part of that. You think about the players you brought here with you.
Yeah.
If any one of those guys had jumped into the portal, they would have been big money guys. And that's not to mention Isaac Smith or Zachary Tillman or that. Is it validating for you as a coach? You're like, my guys are here. They want to be a part of this, and we're all, as you said, sort of pulling the rope in the same direction.
I'll talk about this a lot today, but without a doubt, probably the thing that I'm most proud of since I've walked in the door is the way we retained our roster this January. And to me, again, it speaks to what is going on inside our building. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the three guys that are here with me today, the list is really long. You mentioned Isaac, Zachary, Tyler Lockhart. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, like, Fluff, mm-hmm. Aiden Williams, all these guys that, again, man, they want to be here. And there's belief, and they know that we're going to have the ability to go get it done.
You brought in a lot of experienced coaches to your offensive staff this year. You bring in Kevin Johns, Philip Montgomery, Mason Miller coming back to Mississippi State. Just yesterday you announced Matt Wells is joining your staff. How important was it for you to add to that side of the ball? Because offensively these past couple of years, they've been good. I don't think either one of us would classify it as great, but good. So is this about making that jump from good to great and just having another voice in your ear?
It is, and another set of eyes that I trust. And, again, guys that have lived it have gone through it. You mentioned Monty and KJ, both guys that have called plays for a long time. Obviously, Monty, the head coach at Tulsa, and guys that have had great success in calling plays. And so I love that we've added that experience to the room. It's been great for me. And again, guys that are, man, they're about the right stuff. And so that's been fun.
All week when people talk, I've talked to some former players, and they're like, you know, do your job is a very football statement right now. Like, do your job. Everybody has a job. Do yours. Yeah. If we were on LinkedIn and I said, give me what Kamario Taylor's job is, what's his synopsis of the job of the quarterback in this system?
Well, I talk about it nonstop with him. I'm sure he'll talk about it today. The first piece of his job is to make sure he's starting a minimum of 13 games.
That's a good starting point.
That's the first part. Yeah. And for him, man, it's all about predictable outcomes. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And me being able to call something, know what the outcome is going to be before we snap the football. And he's put himself in a great position to be able to go play free and play fast. We all understand the ability that he has. But, man, has he spent time this spring and this summer to give himself a chance to go have a great year.
I forget who I had talked with, but he said make the routine plays routinely.
Yeah.
Is that a –
I talk about making the layups. Mm-hmm. All the layups, man, make the layups. The game is hard enough as it is. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on, especially for our guys in our system at the QB position. But, man, we got to make the layups.
So I knew coming down here that people – when I talked to people about Mississippi State, they were going to talk about Kamario Taylor.
Yeah.
I've been surprised at how high everybody is. I mean, even Nick Saban yesterday had some really pointed words about Kamario. Is he the kind of player that can block out all that outside noise?
I think without a doubt. And we're going to find out. But I do. I wouldn't have brought him today if I didn't think that. And this is a guy that is incredibly mature. Man, he's serious about being great, and that has been a lot of fun for me, just being able to coach him and see his progression now set up to go have a great year.
I learned a word this week. It's traitsy. I had never heard this word before, but three different people have described Kamario as traitsy. So we see all the physical tools, right?
Yeah.
When he walks in the door, he looks like a million bucks.
Yeah.
We see the film of him throwing it 75 yards. What is it off the field? What are the intangibles with Kamario that you make him think he's going to be a success?
Yeah, consistency. Just the same dude every single day. Who he is, his energy, how he gets the best out of the people that he's around every day, and he does that through consistency. And that to me is what's been a lot of fun to see.
So I have a real addiction to Coke Zero. I mean, it's an everyday problem for me. I think you have an addiction. It's recruiting fast receivers.
Yeah.
I think you're addicted to it.
I am.
So you had the fastest one in the country last year in Brennan Thompson. What a season he had for you. You bring in Marquise Johnson, you bring in Zion Reagans, a guy you knew from Oklahoma. Can those guys step into that role that he gave you of that guy who can take the top off the defense at any time?
Yeah, I think we've got incredible depth in that room. There's a lot of competitiveness throughout that room. I cannot wait for fall camp so that we can get those guys on the field and be able to go, man, play to their strengths and again, be really, really explosive offensively. That's going to be a huge part of it.
So one thing I've said about you all offseason is I feel like you're very honest with the media when it comes to your roster.
Yeah.
If you feel like your guys are good, like last year with the receivers, we didn't know anything about Brennan Thompson, Anthony Evans, but you were like, we're good. We're going to be good in that room. Same way with the offensive line. You were like last year, like, I don't know, we got work to do. This year you seem pretty optimistic about the group you've put into that room. What do you like about them? Do you feel like you've got five guys that you can put in front of Kamario and your skill position guys and say they can get the job done?
Man, I feel great about six guys. I talked about this at the end of the spring. Us continuing to develop the depth, we've done that. I'm excited to see some of the 7, 8, 9, 10 get into fall camp and see how we're able to put together those top 10 guys. But without a doubt, not close, best six guys that we've had since I've walked in the door. So, again, a ton of work to do, but we're going to be the best we've been up front, and there's not a doubt in my mind.
How important is it to have a guy like Cannon Boone come back and be in the anchor in the middle of all that?
Yeah, it's huge. For him, his consistency, who he is every day, DJ Chester, just incredibly mature and intelligent and has done a great job inside that room as well. The development of Jakeem Shumpert, I think a guy like Cannon Boone helps that because of consistency and knowing what it's supposed to look like. So proud of Boone, love that he's with us, and he'll be a huge part of it, man.
So defensively, you bring Zach Arnett back. Yep. I've had a lot of people ask me today about that, and they're like, is it awkward at all? What I've told them is that people know Zach Arnett can put together a good, tough defense, and that's what Mississippi State needs right now is good, tough defense. What is he bringing to that side of the ball that you wanted to add?
Yeah, the experience. You know, being able to know that he has called it, he's lived it, he's done it, he's adjusted it, and he's been through the fire inside our conference calling defense. And so that was a huge thing for me. That is why I wanted Zach to be back in the building. And it has. It's been great, man. He's been a great teammate. He's worked his butt off. Matt Brock's been incredible. And both those guys, what they've been able to do on that side of the ball since January has been an upgrade. And so excited about the way we're going to go play defense.
I believe the kids say that linebackers eat in a Zach Arnett defense. You got a guy on your staff in Jet Johnson who can tell you all about that. I expect a big year from Zachary Tillman and Tyler Lockhart. Are you expecting the same?
I am, and I love the competition in that room. Jalen Smith, Fat Clark, A.J. Rice, Lockhart, and Zachary. I love the competition. We haven't had that, and I think everybody that's close to the program understands that. So really excited about what that's going to look like for us.
You're an offensive coach. If you had to game plan against that guy right there, Kelly Jones – aside from saying don't throw at him, how do you attack when a guy takes away half the field? How do you attack that?
It's uncomfortable. I know that, but I'm glad he's on our team and we don't have to game plan against him. That's a win for me.
No doubt about it. Another guy in your secondary, Isaac Smith, who was here with us last year. One of the biggest outliers in college football in that he's been at the same program for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's performed every year that he's been there.
Yeah.
How big is he beyond just what he does on the field? You know what he brings to the field.
Yeah, and I've talked about this. He is Mississippi State, and the guy loves Starkville. He loves our community. He loves the program and our university, and I will forever be grateful for that guy because he's put it on the line for us, and he'll do the same this fall.
I look at week one, and I think a lot of people are going to say – and I know damn well better than ask you about any game other than week one.
Yeah.
We're not even going to fool around Minnesota, South Carolina. Those games don't exist.
That's right.
All right? We're talking about Louisiana Monroe.
Yep.
I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, I don't know how much we can learn about Mississippi State week one playing Louisiana Monroe. I disagree completely. I feel like we're going to walk away knowing a good bit about your team. How does that offensive line look? How does that defensive line look? How much as a coach, just in general – do you really learn about your team week one to week two?
Yeah, you learn a ton, and everybody talks about the biggest growth happening from week one to week two. For us, man, we want to put a great product on the field week one, obviously opening at home in Davis Wade, knowing that we're not going to be back for a couple weeks. Man, we want to get people really excited about how we're doing what we do, and that's going to be a great opportunity to do it.
So I thought about the best way to ask you this next question because it got brought up yesterday. We'll just say it like this. How would you describe your relationship with Ole Miss's head coach in 2026 versus Ole Miss's head coach in 2025?
Yeah, there's a lot of familiarity. So that's something that is very similar. Mm-hmm. A lot of respect for Pete, obviously, growing up as being a coordinator, calling plays on the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. calling defense inside our conference, and now doing the same thing as he's moving into the head coach role. So a ton of respect. I think we all fully aware of, man, what it's going to mean that last weekend in November, and that be a fun one.
So you've been in Starkville now for 3 years. Do you feel comfortable in Starkville? Do you feel at home?
Absolutely, I do. Have for a long time now. And my wife does. My kiddos do. They love it. And it's been an incredible place. And thankful, man. Thankful and grateful for just the community and the connection, how people have operated with my entire family.
If you and I were going to grab lunch in Starville, where would we go? I'll let you pick. I'll buy, but you
we'd
pick.
probably go to Older Brother.
Oh, yes. Picked one of my sponsors too. Yes. I think somebody told
like
you
that.
On that.
Tip
one.
Me off on that.
Good man. All right, last thing before I get you out of here. We got lucky and got an interview with Coach Will Stein. He was just standing there. I said, "Can we talk?" And he did.
Yeah.
He gave us our most viral clip of the week. We asked him about the best high school football player he ever played against. He gave a great story about how this guy, he wasn't on the scouting report. Everybody else on that defense had offers. This guy didn't. They didn't know anything about him, and they thought they would run all over him. It was Luke Kuechly. So I'm going to ask you, who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
He's a family member, and I hate to say it, but it is the truth. It's Kendall Briles.
Really?
No doubt about it. Beat me twice in the playoffs, and brother-in-law. But
does he rub it in?
He doesn't anymore. He did for a long time. Finally, we're past it.
All right, that's kind of one of those things.
Yeah,
I understand it. Coach Jeff Levy, really appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you soon again in Starkville. We'll get that sandwich at Older Brother anytime you want.
I love it. Appreciate it, man.
Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll be back with you in just a minute.
So I forget exactly who I was talking with, if it was Levy or if it was another player. But I was just like, I hate player comps. Like I feel like it sets an unfair standard for guys and things of that nature. And then Levy's out there throwing out, RG3. Kamario's talking about he loves Lamar Jackson. I'm just like, can he just be the first Kamario Taylor? That's what I never get. RG3 is an interesting comp, though. I will say that. And it's not one I really hadn't considered, because mainly because I've been thinking about pro quarterbacks when I've thought about Kamario. But RG3, yeah, there's a lot of similarity there between him and what Kamario Taylor can do and what you see on film there. So I'll just tell you now, if Mississippi State can get 75% of RG3's Heisman year out of Kamario Taylor, they're going to be in fine shape there.
50. If they get half, I still have that in the bank, by the way.
I know, it's still good though, yeah.
I know. If they can get half of RG3's Heisman season, they're going to be running for the fences there. I thought the RG3 one was interesting. I didn't really consider that much. I considered it more, I mean, player comp for Kamario, I feel like would be like a Cam Newton almost. Like, they got the kind of the same build where they're taller quarterbacks.
But he does have that breakaway speed that – Cam had breakaway speed, don't get me wrong, but he would much rather run over you. Kamario will run by you.
Outrun you, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that run in the Egg Bowl, the touchdown where he kind of fumbles like a yard in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's been played how many times on Twitter the last 2 weeks?
RG3 quote tweeted it tonight. He's like, I want to see this all year.
Yeah.
And I mean
that run was that also that run, people don't play that as much, but the one against Arkansas.
Yeah.
Third round, drops back. The pocket is just not even.
There is no pocket.
Didn't even try to exist, honestly.
Yeah. It's like the Matrix. There is no pocket.
Drop back. There's not even looking at your receivers. You're okay. There's five Arkansas Razorbacks coming at me right now. And then that was unbelievable. That game at Arkansas, I'm so glad I covered that. That game was unbelievable because when he came in the game, changed everything.
Yeah.
They were going to lose that game without him, 1,000%. Yeah.
I thought they were going to lose that game when they took him out. So
I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe they took him out.
That's the kind of, I've talked about it before. That's the decision that if it had not worked, if Levy had pulled Kamario and lost that game, he might have gotten fired at the end of the year.
Agreed.
But
Chapin played a great fourth quarter though.
They scored 35 points. It really wasn't Chapin's fault the problems that day were more on the defense. Imagine that. Yeah. So for Mississippi State and Jeff Levy, I think when you listen to that interview, you hear a coach, look, there's maybe nobody coach speakier in this conference than Jeff Levy. All right. He is very much
Pete Golding.
Right. No, I don't think Pete Golding
That's
is that
joke.
Coach speaky at all.
He's a complete opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that Levy, he plays the hits when he's talking, but if I'm reading body language, I like to think that I can. He came across as a coach who sitting in that chair and felt like he's going to win this year. 2 years ago, I remember the conversation we had, and Richard asked him, like, what do you want Mississippi State fans to know at the end of the season? His answer was, I want them to know they've got the right guy. Right now, they still don't know that. They still don't know it 2 years later if they've got the right guy. But I really did think Lebby came across as confident and believing in what he's got on hand and its ability to win. So let's go to the interview now with Kamario Taylor. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Shout out to Jeff Lebby. I asked him in the interview, I said, hey, if we were in Starville, we were going to lunch, where would we go? He's like, probably the older brother. And I know, unprompted, didn't. And I was just like, my man. It's like, that's one of my sponsors. Thank you. He's like, ooh, good job.
Yeah.
So Jeff Lebby approved. Go grab you a fancy sandwich at the old. I should have asked what his order was. I didn't do that. I need to. Next time I talk to him, I gotta find out exactly what. There's no way it's not the burger and fries, right?
No,
It's got to be the burger.
I was looking at this polo. I think this is the one I wore when my shrimp came out of my sandwich there,
When
the
you had
older.
the shrimp explosion.
I'm pretty sure it's this one.
Yeah, well, does it still have, did you wash it? You don't have a stain, do
Yeah,
you?
I had to stain and remove it like 3 times,
Okay.
but don't discount the other brother. It was a great sandwich. It's just
It's the best. It's the best. So,
user error, user error.
yeah, that's what's on you. So, Jeff Lebby approved. Go get a fancy sandwich at the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've done it for over 50 years. If you are looking for a new copier, new printer, new laptops, whatever it is for your business, call our friends at Advantage Business Systems today. They'll get you taken care of, not only with the product that you want, but the security blanket of service after the sale. That's how you stay in business for as long as they've been open. You take care of your customers after the purchase. You know you're going to get that with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., that's the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear in Starkville or the Golden Triangle? No better place than our friends at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white, not just clothes, but stuff for the car, the house, the tailgate, the backyard, everything you need to let people know that you are a Mississippi State Bulldog. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game in Starkville, which is going to get here even quicker now, you got to go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, this weekend, I know there's been, some rain. I know the grass, it's growing. We can't allow that to happen. It's got to get back to where we want it. And you do that with a John Deere mower from Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you've got a big job, they've got the John Deere compact tractors. But if you're just a regular homeowner, they've got the John Deere zero turns. They're all right there for you at Scruggs. Great financing available. Don't hesitate. The summer is at its peak. This is when the grass is growing its fastest. Get after it with a John Deere mower. It's from Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. Good Hope Land and Timber has been helping Mississippi landowners for a long, long time, and they can help you as well. Are you trying to buy or sell land right now? Put Good Hope Land and Timber on the job for you. They'll make that happen, be it a small purchase, a couple hundred acres, or a couple thousand acres. They can help you out with that. But if you're already a landowner and you're just trying to manage your land, manage your resources, manage your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, let's go back to the Alora Modern Wellness Hotline and my interview with Mississippi State quarterback Kamario Taylor.
SEC Media Days here live in Tampa, Sports Talk Mississippi. Our coverage is brought to you by Cannon Motors. Kamario Taylor. Kamario, everybody's been asking me about you. I'm glad to finally get to sit down and chance to talk to you. You have been the talk of this event. You've seen Nick Saban talking about you. You've seen every interview I've done, every interview we've had over on Sports Talk Mississippi, I've asked about you, and they're all like, yeah, that guy, that kid, he's got it all. How do you block out the noise and get ready for the season?
It's kind of easy, like once you've been in the football industry for so long, it just becomes like normal. You know, you're always gonna have people who are cheering you on. You're gonna have guys who are hyping you up. You're gonna have guys who are trying to tear you down. You know, so it's over time it becomes easier and easier to block out the outside noise.
We talked to a guy who saw you at the Elite 11 back when you were in high school, and he said his scouting report of you was obviously a tremendous athlete, but he's got a lot of work to do to get better in the passing game. Right. Then he watched you against Ole Miss and watched you against Wake Forest. He said he's done the work. The work has been done. He's ready to take that next step. How hard has the work been to get to be the kind of quarterback who can play and win in the Southeastern Conference?
It has to be hard, you know. In order for you to give yourself a chance to go win, you know, you have to push yourself past limits that you don't know that you can't go past, that you think. Push yourself past exhaustion, you know. So just working, that's all you got to know. That's all it got to be a part of your routine every day.
Are you the type of guy, the type of player, you enjoy the work?
Yeah, yes, sir. You have to. If you don't, it's not fun. Mm-hmm. We got in this game to have fun, you know. So, like, and we understand, like, what comes with it. So you have to be able to have fun. You have to be able to distinguish between working out and having fun. Like, and while you're working out, you got to have fun.
So this is something fans are debating right now. You're going to make the final decision,
okay,
right? Are you K1 or are you KT1?
I'm K1.
Okay. I want to put that to bed. It's over. The debate has been settled. K1. All right. I'm telling you, on social media, on message boards, you see people doing K1, KT1. Why K1 over KT1? Why K1? Is that always been the number? The name?
Yeah. Since I can remember, when they gave me a nickname, they always called me K1. It was never KT1.
Okay.
Never KT1.
All right, we'll stick with that. I like K1. It's not as good a nickname, though, as Kelly Jones.
Okay.
Like, I mean, but Kamario Taylor, it doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
It's true.
Stick with K1.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to ask you about the bowl game, because I don't know if your leg is made out of titanium or something, but when I watched that play where you got hurt, I was like, he's in real trouble here. Right. And then 30 minutes later, I see a video of you just walking. So are you actually Superman, or what happened there? You know, you had to in that moment. What were you thinking?
I'm more of Batman than Superman. You know, I'm more
first
more
off,
Batman.
You just escalated up to here. I'm a Batman guy. My man. I'll be Robin to your Batman any day you want.
I bet.
All right.
But in the moment, like, I was like, my knee is fried. Like,
uh-huh.
I thought like I was gonna miss this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Because of the injury. But watching the video, and like in real time, it feels like I'm done, I'm done. So it was just all God, though.
Yeah.
Like you watch the hit. If you watch it again, like when you break it down, like my leg just so happened to, the back of my heel was so happened to be off the ground.
Right.
And that caused me not to tear anything in my knee. So it just so happened like God made me. God placed his hand over me during that moment right there, and like I can't be more thankful for him.
Is that one of those moments where it makes you think, if that happened to me in this moment, that must mean great things are in store for me?
Oh, definitely. Like God gives you warnings before he sends the big storm your way, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I felt like at the end of the Ole Miss game, I tweaked my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So like I feel like that was the warning, and I hurt my ankle again. So. And that was the biggest storm, so now I got to be able to come out of it.
You had all that cleaned up, though. You're 100%
ready to roll. Yeah, I'm 100% healthy now.
Okay.
100%.
You know, and I'm old enough, man. I'll never be 100% again. I just kind of am what I am at this point. So enjoy it while you're young. Fluff in the backfield next to you. You got Anthony Evans. You got Marquise Johnson, Zion Ragans. You got Sam Frisco. You got Aiden Williams. It feels like you got a lot of weapons out there. Who is somebody I haven't talked about? Who's somebody's name I didn't just mention there that you think somebody I need to watch this year?
Colin Wilson and Grayson Harris.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Those two guys, they put in the work. They've been extremely consistent. And, like, them on the football field is something, like, it's close. It's one to none. Like, no one else can duplicate the things that they can do.
Do you feel like you've got the speed out there that Brennan Thompson brought last year? Do you feel like you've been able to replace that, and you got guys out there that if I want to take the top off and show off that arm that everybody was seeing at the Manning Passing Academy, you got the guys that can get down the field to catch it?
We have a guy that runs 10 flat.
Okay. Like, is that fast? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Brennan Thompson ran a 10-2.
Oh. Now, who is this?
Camden Capehart.
Oh, I've heard about this guy.
Zion Reagan's running 10, like 10-1.
Okay.
So – we got guys who can go run. Marquise run 10-3.
Yeah.
Like, we got guys that get, like,
I told Levy he was addicted to getting fast receivers. That's his addiction.
It is. Like, I extremely believe you. That's 100% true.
What do you got on the shoes here?
Oh, I go LV.
Oh, that's Louis Vuitton.
Yes, sir.
Okay. LV. I didn't know he made tennis shoes. Didn't make sneakers. I didn't know that. You learn something every day when you do these interviews. what has been the thing you've worked on the hardest from the time you got to Mississippi State to now? The more thing that you came in, you're like, got to get better at this. What is that thing?
Off the field, was taking care of my body, being in the film room more, learning how to read defense, learning how to diagnose defense. And on the field, it was like more so my accuracy, body control, just being able to like evaluate my throwing form, evaluate my throwing motion, like my shoulders and my feet, like just going back, trying to get back to my regular mechanics.
What is watching film with Coach Leppy like? What are those sessions like?
Every day you go in that meeting, you're getting a PhD in quarterbacking with Lev. Lev is a quarterback genius, offensive guru, and like he's just he's a very intelligent person. So just being around him daily, like you have no choice but to evolve as a person.
Does he ever? I don't like to do player comps. That's just a thing for me. I don't like to do that. I know you made a comment earlier about you compare yourself to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
If you want to make that comparison, that's fine. I know some people in here are going to compare you to Cam Newton just because you're such a big guy. I'm not a big fan of it. But that being said, does Coach Leppy say, when you do this, it reminds me of this quarterback that I coach?
No, sir.
Doesn't do it.
Lev never does that. Like, he may say, like, he'll never do it to me. He'll never compare me to anyone else because he want me to be the best Kamario Taylor that I could possibly be. But, like, during interviews, like, he'll say, like, he's coached guys who had the same, like, character abilities and traits that I may have. So, like, he'll do that, like, on interviews. But, like, he's never – like, directly told me, like, okay, bro, you reminded me of so-and-so. No, sir, he's never done it.
I think that's a smart thing, though, because it's you don't want to create a standard that might be unreachable. I mean, if somebody says, it reminds me of Cam Newton, that's a really high standard to meet. You said Lamar Jackson. What about well, what I will say is this. What is it about Lamar Jackson's game that you like?
I like his playmaking ability.
Yeah.
Like, Lamar and his mindset more than anything. I love his mindset. Lamar came in the NFL. People said that he was a running back, you know. Lamar threw one MVP.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Sort of like Dak. People said Dak was going to be a tight end.
Exactly. And, like, I like people who overcome the odds, you know, like who beat the naysayers. That's the type of people I like to watch and like to kind of direct myself to be after.
You know Lamar Jackson played Mississippi State once, right? Do you know what happened in that game? Do you know how many interceptions he threw? He threw three.
I know.
That was a good day for Mississippi State.
It was.
Out there.
But the next week, he lit it up.
The next week, he was great. Yeah, sure. Yeah. For you this year, obviously, we talked a lot about individual stuff. What's the team goals for Mississippi State this year? What does Mississippi State as a team want to accomplish?
We want to accomplish is becoming a brotherhood, being able to finish games. Like, that's the main goal. That's the ultimate goal, just being able to finish games. Like, last year, we were in a lot of games. Last year, we had a lot of games to, like, in our hands. Like, we dropped the ball. So we want to get back to that point where we're finishing, like not getting complacent during those games and just going out there and execute.
I asked Coach Leppy about his relationship with Coach Golding up at Ole Miss. Do you have any connection with Trinidad?
I do. I do have a connection with Trinidad. Trinidad was actually my roommate at Manning Passing Academy.
Really? Yes, how was that?
It was great. Like, me and him, like, we kind of clicked, like, and we exchanged numbers, exchanged, like, social media follows, and we just been locked in ever since.
Physically, there couldn't be two more different quarterbacks than you guys. You're tall, he's not, but at the same time, production, the guy has it all.
He does.
So, are you already looking forward to that trip to Oxford on Black Friday?
I am looking forward to it, but, like, also, I'm just looking forward to the next game, you know? Like, that game just means something more to Mississippi kids, you know, but I'm also just looking forward to, like, the first game, September 5th, and then looking forward to next week and the week after that.
When you hear somebody talk about week one, he just opens his mouth and Jeff Leppy starts talking. We talk about one game at a time,
yes,
for sure.
Sir.
All right, last question. We got about a minute left. I've been asking everybody the same last question. Who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
Played against?
Yeah, when you were down in Knoxby.
I played against a lot of guys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I played against a lot of guys.
I'm trying to think who Starkville or Tupelo would have had.
Starkville had Stunk or Trey Petty, but I didn't play against Tupelo.
Okay.
I think the best – are we talking about, like, the best player or are we talking about the best performers I played against?
Best player. He's putting thought into it.
It's hard. Like, I played against a lot of
– Yeah. Like, oh, he played players. Mississippi, man. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
I played against a lot of guys.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody at West Point that would have been.
Yeah. That's the best performers I played against.
Who was that?
KD Daniels.
Yeah.
Seven touchdowns.
That's a lot. How many did you have?
He had seven, I had six then.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough. Kamario Taylor, K1, QB1 at Mississippi State. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you.
SEC Media Days. We'll be back in just a minute here live from Tampa.
That's my first ever real extended conversation with Camario. So I thought that he came across great, sounded like the leader of a program, sounded like a kind of guy that, like the Batman stuff, like just okay to talk, not so tightly wound up, not so nervous about being in front of a camera that he can't just be himself. I felt like he was himself in that interview, which is great. I felt the same with Trinidad Chambliss. The day before, talking with him at with the Ole Miss, or my, listening to him talk to Michael Borky about Ole Miss, I felt the same way with Camario, and who addressed friends with Trinidad. They were roommates at the Manning Passing Academy, and they've kept in touch. It's so interesting to see, for the fans that absolutely despise each other, the players, a lot of them are friends, and the two QBs are apparently Golding and Levy are playing golf before the Egg Bowl, all this stuff.
Yeah, I heard about that. Old Waverly?
I can't imagine Levy wanted that out there. I got to be totally honest, but it is.
Levy.
I asked Levy a question about that, but he gave kind of a coach speaky answer. But it is what it is. So, all right, back on Monday with a little bit more from Media Days. We'll probably play the other two interviews on the Monday pod. We got to do an opponent preview. We'll catch up on that. I've got an Oklahoma interview sitting here on my computer. We'll just worry about that next week. We'll do a two opponent preview, so we'll get Oklahoma and LSU out of the way. Next week. I hope it is for them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Carlo will be out of town again next week, so we'll try to make some things work. As far as he may miss a podcast, we'll get through it as we always do. Talk to you guys again on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. Do you hear that, by the way? It's like, I don't know if it's a streetcar or a
Yeah,
train
wait.
or what, but it's really annoying.
No, I
It's
don't hear it.
gone now. It's like there's like a horn.
No, I don't
Anyway,
hear it.
somebody clip that. Anyway, Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.